Somebody else is kind of talking.
Yeah.
Or they just
can't hear it. The mic is
on.
Somebody's mic is...
Oh, I can explain exactly what happened. So when my device was actually linked to a Bluetooth speaker, because I'm at Amado's house, and one of his sons actually offered me a Bluetooth speaker. The problem was that Telegram was trying to use that Bluetooth speaker as a microphone.
Oh, yeah. That's the first step, yeah. Yeah, you couldn't hear anything hardly. Sound like you're miles away.
Yeah, it's okay, but it's
away. Like, that's the awful part, and I'm so sorry about that. That won't ever happen again.
No problem, hey, brother. It's okay.
You remember what happened this morning? Yeah.
Don't worry. No problem. You have a chance to pray at the closing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps you can do the closing prayer. There you go. How about that, Jesse? That's Jesse talking, right? Mm-hmm.
Should be.
Yeah.
Could be, or could be. You want to do the closing prayer, brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. When we're done.
All right.
Is that done close? Yeah, it's closed. Right?
Where are we?
Yeah, page 485.
We need to go out there.
Yeah, I got it. See, of course, 92.
Oh, you let the door open to feed it?
Yeah.
Brother Gilbert has his hand up. Brother Gilbert, you want to say something real quick?
Actually, yes, real quick. Information that I've received from date and time, or timeanddate.com, as of September 9th, the days will be ending later, okay? As of as the information that I've received, the days will be ending later. Okay, just wanted to put that out.
What do you mean ending later?
Later than normal.
Yes, instead of 5:15, according to scripture, when the sun goes down, that means a new day has begun. I've been keeping track of that. Before the earlier times, it used to be like 5 o'clock in the evening. That way, you know, it'll actually change now. As of December 9th, the days are gonna get later. It's like the change of the days are gonna get later now.
Daylight savings time, is that what you're talking about?
It'll eventually lead to that though. But I'm just saying that instead of 5 o'clock, it's been raising from 5:02, 5:03, 5:10. 5:15. Now it's 5:17.
Oh, you mean planetary wise, our orbit?
Yeah, I think the orbit is shifting to where the days are ending later now.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's coming.
Yeah.
Signs of the heavens. That's one of the final signs. 3 months.
Not sure about the final signs, but I'm just putting out information. Yeah, the days will be ending later now. We're in that shift of things. Just wanted to put that out.
Yeah, sunset. Times will be later in the day.
Sunset time, sunset times will be later in the day. Yes.
What?
You know how the days are getting lighter now since?
Of course.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. They're getting lighter now.
It happens over here.
Earlier. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And so next week it'll be like quarter to six or something for a sunset. I don't know.
Hey, kitty.
There's a kitty over here.
All righty. Well, that's good information to know. I think that just proves that we're – I think that's just one of the things that may prove that we're in the end because they even say that the moon is slowly shifting away from the Earth's orbit. So it's like – Jesus is coming. That's just what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So we are picking up from where we left off last week. We are in Spirit of Prophecy, Book 4, page 485, paragraph 2. If you have Arlac, It's on page 105, paragraph 1, where we're picking up, and it's the aim of the great rebel, which says, "The aim of the great rebel has ever been to justify himself and to prove the divine government responsible for the rebellion. To this end, he has bent all the power of his giant intellect." Is that a very formal way of saying you are that dumb? For you to...
giant intellect.
Yeah. All the intelligence.
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier. We're trying to figure out, with all that intelligence, he knows he's going to die. He knows he's going to fail. There's got to be a reason he's doing it anyway.
That's great.
Probably to bring as many people with him to,
yeah, that's what I always thought, like that one drawing I made decades ago where Christ had a tear in his eye. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get a tear in our Lord's eye by taking as many away from him as he can, because that's all he can do. He's not going to go down alone kind of a guy, you know.
There you go, the hard guy.
Right. Yeah, Brother Gilbert said I wouldn't say dumb. I would say massively ignorant. Yeah, that's massively ignorant, but then also willful. I don't know. I don't even know if you'd say ignorant because he knew what he was doing. I don't know. It's just that's just my thought process. Self-deception. Yeah, it's probably more like it. But continuing on. I read that already. "He has worked deliberately and systematically and with marvelous success, leading vast multitudes to accept his version of the great controversy, which has been so long in progress."
His version. He got his bogus version.
Yeah.
There's God's side of the story, and then there's his side of the story. But then I wouldn't even say he has a side of the story because he wouldn't let it all.
Yeah.
I like the fact that she's...
With marvelous success.
Yeah, well, you got to say it.
Marvelous.
Yeah,
because it is. He does get billions to fall for it.
Right.
I like the way she puts it, though. She goes, "To accept his version of the great controversy," and the SEA Church changed the great controversy twice. So that's his version. That's his version.
Oh,
wow. Boy, that's some scary stuff for the SDAs.
Yeah, that's a really good
not good.
Yeah, that's a really good connection. I never even put two and two together right there. That wow. Yeah.
And that statement said he has worked deliberately and systematically. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did too, the SDA Church, right?
Right. And Brother Stephen, "Don't believe the father of lies. There is no other side of the story except for Christ's version." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the true version.
Okay, so, continuing on, "For thousands of years, this chief of conspiracy has palmed off falsehood for truth. But the time has now come when the rebellion is to be finally defeated and the history and character of Satan disclosed. In his last great effort to dethrone Christ, destroy his people, and take possession of the city of God, the arch-deceiver has been fully unmasked. Those who have sided with him to see the total failure of his cause, Christ's followers and the loyal angels behold the full extent of his machinations.
Machine. It's like mixing the machine with the imagination, yeah.
Right. Okay. So Christ's followers and the loyal angels behold the full extent of his machinations against the government of God. He is the object of universal abhorrence.
Oh, wow.
That's not a very good feather in his cap.
Universal.
Wow. To be universally hated. It wasn't to be hated by the world, but to be universally hated.
What is that? Oof. That's trillions and trillions of people. you know, all the other, the whole universe, even the angels, the good ones, not even the bad angels are more, especially at the end of the 1,000 years, they get to hate him. It's too late though for them.
Yeah, and Sister Hannah said, and he doesn't get to continue reigning in hell like so many have been taught to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's how he got the Satanists to, you know, become his pawns. They thought they're going to reign with him.
Yeah, like it's going to be, like there was a picture one time I saw of somebody, and of course they were mocking the Lord. What else is new? And I don't know if it was part of an LGBTQ pride parade or something. I don't know the context behind it, but I just saw a picture of somebody wearing some really weird suit, and they had looked very feminine, and they had a sign that says, "I bet hell will be fabulous."
Yeah, I got that in one of my videos. Right. It's on my site.
Enjoy it.
He's wearing like a fishnet top, a red fishnet top. It was a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, hell's going to be fabulous. That's
wow.
That's how. Well, he's, you know, homosexual, so Satan's got him locked in.
He doesn't really know what he's talking about. Yeah, Brother Gilbert said, "Did you think bad angels like each other?" Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's, oh Lord have mercy. Wait. What is this?
He took it off.
Oh, it just went away.
Not today.
Not today.
Oh yeah.
Or how about when Kit Griffin got up there to accept an award? She literally said, "Suck it," to our Lord.
You know,
in front of everybody, because she said everybody's up here thinking Jesus. Nothing to do. You know, she was saying that.
Everybody was
applauding, especially when she said what she said to Jesus. They all roared praise.
Like a mob in time of Jesus crucifixion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Knocking.
Yeah, it's and for people who do things like that, they claim to be atheists, and in my mind I'm like, I don't think you're really an atheist, because an atheist by definition is somebody who doesn't adhere to any belief system. But for you to go be that gung-ho on mocking Christ and saying things like that to our Lord, then I'm like, yeah, no, you're not an atheist. You just downright hate him.
Yeah. You don't believe this.
Great. Huh? Great, you said that before. Great Christian, but it is great. Great Christ. Instead of Christian, great.
Oh, yeah, Cratheist.
Christian atheist. I saw something that said Christian atheist means that they believe in Jesus, but they just don't believe that he was divine. That it's all like metaphorical or allegorical.
Yeah, they basically want Christian values, but they don't actually believe that Christ was the Messiah, or, you know, that can save their soul from the permanent death.
Every other religion.
Yeah. And then Brother Ellie said atheists have their own Sunday church. Yeah, of all days, why Sunday?
Why Sunday?
They're just one atheist and
doctor. Everybody's got to keep Sunday holy. That's what Satan's going for. The Muslims are going to do it. The Jews have been doing it since 2015.
Yeah, and Sister Hannah said, "Praise the Lord for God's mercy toward us, but also to those who so openly mock." Yeah, amen. Because if it really wasn't for God's mercy, each and every one of us, not just them, but even us before we came to Christ, we would cease to exist. So just pray that they'll clean up their life, and that they will You know, and then the funny thing is that I find that those who hate Christ so much, they'll event some of them who eventually come to find him as Lord and Savior end up loving him the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, look at Paul. Paul went Paul went from hating Christians and for openly hunting them to then becoming his greatest, I would personally say his greatest apostle. I mean, they were all great in their own way, but just because of the exceptional work that Paul did, it's just, that's why he's my favorite apostle.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Okay, so let's continue. It says, Satan sees that his voluntary rebellion has unfitted him for heaven. He has trained his powers to war against God. The purity, peace, and harmony of heaven would be to him supreme torture. His accusation, which is so interesting that you will see that as supreme torture, yet he was once in the throne room of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a covering cherub.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you know how we say, someone does a complete 180. He did a complete 720, if you ask me.
Covering cherub.
It's got to be in the back of his mind.
Because when you look at those two angels in the top of the ark, you know, the mercy seat.
How could you forget being?
He used to be one of them. It was depicting him at one time, but by the time that was created, he had already fallen.
Imagine that covering cherub position.
What does the cherub do?
Yeah. The ultimate blessing, and he's still.
Does the cherub do get that? There's no way he forgot that. There's no way he could forget that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no way he can forget that position that he had. There's just no way.
Oh, what does the cherub do?
We were gonna talk about that tomorrow night, Jesse. So because I did the study on the cherub and the seraphim, but there's so much going on in my brain about that it's kind of hard to just summarize it right now. But cherubs are angels, just like seraphim are angels. They just got different duties.
Right. Which can't wait to hear about that. And I don't know if you're going to, I don't know if at any point in your study you're going to talk about if you're going to debunk the people who believe that the wheel within the wheel is a group of angels on their own. People call them, like, a lot of the, like, evangelicals, they call never that group.
That. They, Ezekiel the chapter wheel. 1.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But I never heard them call them.
Yeah. No, I didn't have to go there because the seraphim's not mentioned there, But yeah, I did a study on Ezekiel 1 years ago, but I never got really deep in it because it's loaded. I'd love to do the graphics on it though, to try to make it, figure it out.
Hmm.
It's just like the wheel within a wheel. For mankind, that's totally impossible, not for God. And that's just, you know, it depicts the power of our God.
Right, yeah, it does. The Sister Mindy said an atheist is considered cold according to Revelation, correct?
Cold
or hot?
Hot or cold? Well, a cold can be a believer, we're just not doing anything about it.
And Laodicean Church, right?
The Laodiceans, yeah.
So that's, they are Christian in name. But profess.
Yeah, Isaiah 4:1.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily consider the cold in that in the Laodicean church as atheist. I mean, in a way, but I wouldn't consider that because Christ is directly addressing Christians and would just like.
And he's calling it a church.
Yeah, and just like in the Seventh-day Adventist, not Seventh-day Adventist, just like Sister White's books. When she's talking about how the church has departed from the light, the church has not done her duty. When she's rebuking the church, the SDAs are so biased that they want to keep putting that on the Catholics or the other Protestant Sunday churches without even realizing Sister White's talking about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they and Sister White said also, it's, they are cold and formal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the,
it's like the Jews of old. Yeah. It's all,
yeah,
just,
remember we read that, that the Jews are close, the Jewish church, Ellen White said, was close to the,
Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the robes and all that mm-hmm. stuff and the rituals and all. The SDAs do that now.
The SDAs.
They're just cold and formal. You know, just go through the motions, mm-hmm. just don't believe.
More on, you know, ceremonies like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Were, and that reminds me of Satan, too. They were so close. You know, Sister White even called them Old Capernaum, you know. Was, she echoed Christ. They were so close.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful because we could fall, too.
Yeah.
And then that's why the synagogue of Satan in Revelation 2 and 3 is the is fallen Adventists.
Mm-hmm. Synagogue of Christ, synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, and let me see. And Sister Hannah said, and knowing they had a chance to receive forgiveness, but they refused it. Speaking of Satan and his angels, yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amen. Egypt is atheist. In prophecy, Egypt is the symbol for atheism.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, then. So, I think we can continue. It says, his accusations against the mercy and justice of God are now silenced. The reproach which he has endeavored to cast upon Jehovah rests wholly upon himself. And now Satan bows down and confesses the justice of his sentence.
Every knee shall bow.
There you go.
Even him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Even him. He cannot
help.
Choice.
Yeah. He cannot help but to bow down.
Yeah. It's back they all at the end of the
mm-hmm.
thousand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it says, every question of truth and error in the long-standing controversy is made plain. Oh, that's I'm gonna love. That's gonna be a part. That's gonna be a part of studying the scriptures for eternity.
Yeah, Eli. Yeah, that's a mic drop.
Mic drop.
That's a bumper sticker too.
Yeah, really. God's justice stands fully vindicated. Before the whole world is clearly presented the great sacrifice made by the Father and the Son in man's behalf. The hour has come when Christ occupies his rightful position and is glorified above principalities and powers in every name that is named. Hmm. And, amen, Sister Hannah. Isaiah 45:23. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It was for the joy that was set before him, that he might bring many sons unto glory. Oh, did I read? Oh, I was like, yeah, I read that. That he endured the cross and despised the shame. And inconceivably great as was the sorrow and the shame, so great is the joy and the glory. Now, it's like Isaiah 53:11, and I've seen the travail of my soul, and I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
He looks upon the redeemed, renewed in his own image, every face reflecting the likeness of their king. Wow. In their perfect purity, the passing joy, he beholds the results of the travail of his soul and is satisfied. I should have just kept reading.
Yeah. That happens.
But then the Lord tends to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then, in a voice that reaches the assembled multitudes of the righteous and the wicked, he declares, behold, the purchase of my blood. For thee I suffered. For thee I died. That they might dwell in my presence throughout eternal ages.
Oh, wow.
And the song of praise ascends from the white-robed ones about the throne. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
Blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, what a day that's going to be. Yeah. Like the song says, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see and look upon his face, the one who gave his life. The one who saved me by his grace. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Saturday.
Notwithstanding, Satan has been constrained to acknowledge God's justice and to bow to the supremacy of Christ. His character remains unchanged. The spirit of rebellion, like a mighty torrent, again bursts forth. Filled with frenzy, he determines not to yield the great controversy. The time has come for a last desperate struggle against the King of Heaven. He rushes into the midst of his subjects and endeavors to inspire them with his own fury and arouse them to instant battle. But all, of all the countless millions whom he has allured into rebellion, there are none now who acknowledge his supremacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody believes him now.
Yep, his power is at an end. The wicked are filled with the same hatred of God that inspires Satan, but they see that their case is hopeless, that they cannot prevail against Jehovah. Their rage is kindled against Satan and those who have been his agents in deception. With the fury of demons, they turn upon them, and there follows a scene of universal strife. Just like how it's going to be with the ministers when probation's over, everyone in their congregation is going to fire on them.
And they're going to get 10 times. So it's like we get 10 times the Holy Spirit and light of rain. They get 10 times the wrath. And they did it for the money.
Oh, man. Then are fulfilled the words of the prophet. The indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. And that's taken from Isaiah 34:2. Upon the wicked he shall rain quick burning coals, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Psalm 11, verse 6. Fire comes down from God out of heaven. The earth is broken up. The weapons concealed in its depths are drawn forth. Devouring flames. Devouring flames burst from every yawning chasm. The very rocks are on fire. The day has come that shall burn as an oven. We know this Malachi 4:1. With the gift that Brother Ellie just put in the room, volcano exploding.
Rocks are on fire.
That'll be doing that everywhere. People will be standing, and right underneath them, something will explode like that.
Everywhere, these volcanoes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be a
week. Amen, Sister Mary.
Yeah.
Money cannot buy you
eternal life. if money bought us eternal life, we'd all be everyone would be saved.
Amen, Gilbert. Just think of a couple of million of them though. Yeah, it's like with the beasts of the field; they die, so do the rich. But here you got the poor and the rich.
Yeah,
they both get a grave.
Yeah, and they don't take anything.
Let me see. I just put in. Yeah, it reminded me of Ecclesiastes 3:19-20. I think that's what you were referencing. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beast. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath. So that a man hath no preeminence above a beast. For all is vanity.
All go one place.
All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again.
They all end up 6 feet below the ground.
What's the name of that big one from YouTube? Yeah, you're talking about Yellowstone. Okay, this.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's going to take up most of the U.S. when that thing goes.
All under Wyoming and all the lower states. It's underground.
Yeah. That whole area is a caldera. But underneath there's the magma pool. Years ago, they thought it was so big, and they said this is going to take out half the U.S. if it ever blows. And they have new tech, and they found out it's 10 times bigger than they thought. So it's going to take out the continent, I would think. you know, Canada, Mexico, U.S., it'll take it all
connected.
Out. Yeah, it's just all one big. Oh, that's going to be a, that's a, you know, it's going to be far greater than the shot that was heard around the world, that political thing. This will literally be seen.
And, Brother Gilbert put, you might as well call that a flaming anthill. Yeah, that does look like an anthill. That's, wow, that's just to think, like, all that fire is going, like, Yellowstone's going to blow up, and all these other volcanoes all around the world, they're all going to blow up. And then you think about the fire that's going to come down from God out of heaven. It's like, now, I can't even put my head around that.
I don't think anybody can. I'm just glad we're going to be ascending when that happens.
Yeah, yeah, really.
You're out of this.
Oh, yeah, and Sister Mary said, oh, yeah, Mount St. Helens. All right, what happened in 1980? Yeah, was it 1980?
Yeah, I think so. That brings on the darkness of the earth with volcanoes, yeah. That will blot out the sun.
Stephen said the tectonic plates.
Huh?
The tectonic plates,
yep.
Stephen's.
No, Brother Duane. The fourth plague is the sun scorching, sun scorching the wicked with heat.
Scourging him.
And yeah, the Earth's core, I don't know if it would empty, but that's part of the weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. And, let's see. Where was I? Okay, right here. Right in the middle of the page, page 488, it says, the elements melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein are burned up. And that's 2 Peter 3, verse 10. The fire of Tophet is prepared for the king. The chief of rebellion, the pile thereof, is deep and large. And the breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. And that's Isaiah 30:33. It's actually interesting that Brother Duane mentioned the fourth plague, because, and then Isaiah 30 verse 33 was quoted, because if you go back to Isaiah 30 verse 26, it talks about the sun scorching the men sevenfold. Yeah, and that's Isaiah 30:26.
And you can connect that with the heat, the plague of heat, or like some places on the earth it gets up to 130 degrees, multiply that by seven.
Wow.
No wonder they're building underground bunkers, yeah. You know.
The melt
still.
But we'll be like, you know, the Lord will heal, he'll shield us from the noonday sun.
And Isaiah 30 verse 26 says, moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. That is hot. So you multiply that by seven, you're looking at like 800 degrees.
Yep.
Man, that, I'm just 910 degrees Fahrenheit. 910? Oh, golly.
That's what I'm thinking.
You don't like it.
Right.
Now, an underground bunker might have it, you know, the generators and stuff, but that won't last long.
Yeah. And then you.
Anyway, you know.
Yeah, and then you think about it, like, they're with the sun scorching them that badly, they can't go get water to drink because all the water supplies are blood.
Yeah.
No more water.
And no wonder why they're crying out for the rocks to fall on them. And then Brother Alex put Isaiah 30 verses 27 through 28, which says, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people causing them to err.
Wow.
And I doubt it's going to be a location, Brother Stephen, because at that degrees, even the polar ice caps ain't going to be there.
So how are they going to survive to surround us? That's what I'm wondering. The enemy, when they surround us in the end, if they're all being
burned by the sun. But they can surround us underground, too. They can be dragging us into dungeons and stuff like that.
Or robots, maybe? Well, robots will melt.
Yeah, they wouldn't
melt.
I mean, because if a robot would be able to withstand that heat, I'd be like, what technology did they use?
Yeah.
Man. Let me see. Where did I leave off? It says before I read, Sister Pam said maybe he will cover us with a cloud like he did the Israelites to shield them from the sun. I mean, he's the same God that he's the same God that protected the Israelites, so I don't see why he wouldn't do that.
That'd be one thick cloud, and I'm sure that's not a problem for him.
No, just like how Egypt was covered in darkness, but there was light for the Israelites.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Goshen, there's light.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same thing for us. Unless you're Catholic and you got beast candles. You know, the beast candles? Remember that? I used to, because I was Catholic, and they said, for the 3 days of darkness, they called it. 3 days, right? You got to buy beeswax candles, and they won't work unless a priest blesses them with holy water.
That's money again.
Yep, making some money, yeah.
Yeah. And in response to Sister Pam's statement about May covering us with a cloud, Stephen put Isaiah 49:10, which says, they shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. So, amen to that.
No plague will come nigh thy dwelling.
Yeah, so maybe even if we didn't get covered by a cloud, the Lord can still protect us without a cloud or water. Like, yeah, he's gonna do it somehow.
I don't think it's the Apostle John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was
boiling oil.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Yeah, they were in the fire. Yeah.
How many times it was?
Seven times.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And even the guy that carried
that's a prophetic whisper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 7 times.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. That furnace, yeah, was heated 7 times. Wow. And it didn't affect them at all. So, yeah, we got all sorts of evidence. Because this whole planet's going to be a fiery furnace. But, I'm curious to see how they're going to surround us. Yeah.
What? Oh, wow.
Stephen, I never even put the two together. That is really good prophetic whisper. Brother Stephen wishes to say something.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I remember the testimonies. Am I echoing? No?
No, you're good.
No?
Okay, good. The testimonies that have been spoken in the church about how God has kept some certain things from cooking, even though the oven was on or the stovetop was on. And even certain testimonies outside of just food where God prevented the heat from essentially taking its natural force on the food that we were preparing. But the Lord has his way to protect us, and praise God for that.
Yeah, even in the midst of all that, we're still going to have bread and water.
Yeah.
And the water's not going to be boiling, yeah?
No.
It's not going to be red either, so.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another thing, too. I was watching the other night while I was driving, so I was listening to Brother Vern Bates' study on the seven last plague. And he mentioned in that study, not only because of the bodies of water being red, but also because of the heat, the waters will be vaporized. They'll be boiled, so they really won't have anything to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's real.
Yeah, because just the drinkable water is going to be blood red. The ocean water is going to be the blood of a dead man. It's black.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's, wow.
You can't drink that anyway. Salt water.
Still salty black.
Salty black water. Don't stink because every fish.
Like smut.
Yeah.
Or muck.
It could be like an ocean of muck. Slime or whatever, because there's going to be billions of dead animals and fish in that water. Or mammals and fish, because, because a whale's a mammal, a porpoise is a mammal, they got to breathe air. Turtles have to breathe air. They're all going to die.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you ever see sometimes the news reports where some communities will experience like a color change in their water supply. That's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
even though it's gross, I still wouldn't advise drinking it. It's gross, but it's just that's nothing compared to what's going to come for the wicked.
Yeah, I got a couple of those pictures on a video or two where in China, and the water is really dark red. It's really, I mean, it's a nice looking picture because the water is red and there's white snow all around it. It was like a little stream, blood red.
Mm-hmm.
And that was happening like 5-6 years ago. So it happens every now. Remember when we were all walking in the woods when the kids were young? We'd always go out in the woods and we'd knock over the dead trees and stuff. Remember that creek?
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Blood red creek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just said, don't walk in it, don't go near because you never know what's in that water. It was blood red. And that was the '80s.
Spilling chemicals in there.
It was a creek in a forest.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot of.
It could have been, it wasn't an algae bloom because it's a creek. It could have been, who knows what it was, but like I said, there was no industrial parks nearby or nothing. It's just the middle of Cook County woods somewhere.
Yeah, China does get strange occurrences, and I think those are judgments from God, because if you look at how evil their government really is and what they do to their own people.
Yep.
Yeah, and oh yeah, Sister Mindy said the animal for China is the dragon. Yeah, go figure.
Yep. Yeah. That's no surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go ahead and speak with Anna.
Okay, thank you. I thought it was easier to speak than type, and just thinking about how Sister White had that vision, for the great earthquake and fire for San Francisco. And that was how many years ago due to the wickedness then. And so thinking about, just that perspective of, and that was a while ago.
Yep. Homosexual capital of the world. And then it started getting just as bad in, where do they have that celebration every year in Louisiana? Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras.
Yeah. And that hurricane hit boy, that was a mess. It killed a lot of people. That was judgment on them.
Yeah, and these judgments are going to continue coming upon these big cities. And of course, they're just harbingers for the real wrath that's going to come upon them. Because I know Sister White also says that God keeps a reckoning. He keeps a record of every nation. His mercy is going to eventually be gone from these nations and from these cities. And judgment's just going to fall because they exhausted his mercy.
His mercy. And I've seen those pictures that Gilbert's talking about where you got these big glaciers and blood's just, it looks like blood coming out of them.
Mm.
And that's bright, it's just red on bright white ice. You can't miss it.
Wow.
And it's a lot coming out. Those glaciers are huge.
Yeah.
Just look up bloody glaciers on, any search engine.
Do we got time for one more paragraph?
Oh, did you finish this one?
I was gonna read just I think there's like two sentences left that I didn't read. It says,
we can stop at the next paragraph.
Yeah, we could. Because knowing us, we'll probably have a big conversation for the next two sentences. It says, the Earth's surface seems one molten mass, a vast, seething lake of fire. It is the time of the judgment and perdition of ungodly men, the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And that's Isaiah 34:8. Yeah,
boiling like a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Boiling like a fire.
Yeah. They're all in it. Mm-hmm. It's like falling into an active volcano. They're all going to fall into an active volcano. Yeah, there's that bloody glacier.
In that graphic, the earth with fire like that?
Mm-hmm.
Have blood in places. Oh.
Oh boy! So there's a couple here I never saw before. I saw that first one before, but I never saw the other two. And there's also one that has a thin stream that gets wider and wider coming out of the top. And that's huge because that glacier's got to be 40, 50 feet high, and it just keeps pouring out. By the time the blood or whatever it is comes down to the bottom, it's got to be 50 feet wide. It just keeps spreading. And it melts some of the ice, I guess. Give it more of a path. Yeah, it looks like bacteria. Looks bad. So. Yeah, you already pinned it.
He was probably sitting there waiting with his finger.
Dang, you might have job.
His finger dangling over the mouse button.
What did we do? Did we do one? Oh, we did 1.5 pages?
Something like that. We started at 485.
485.
We got to 488.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, we started from here, and we did all that. This, and this.
Mm-hmm. How many pages are left?
How many?
Three pages.
Book, we just got two.
Two pages.
Mm-hmm. Two more pages? Oh.
Mm-hmm. You might be done with that in a couple months.
When paragraph picks up.
Yeah.
We can get until today. Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it seems like it went fast.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Jesse. Jesse. You are well and told.
Well and told.
Thanks, Keith.
Make sure your microphone is not Bluetooth.
Okay. So I guess whenever you all are ready. We'll bow our hearts and knees and look up with holy hands up high. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your everything, not just for the wisdom that was shared today, but thank you for also allowing our hearts and our minds to be fertile soil for these seeds. If this wisdom was not there, but please, we ask for the increase of this and for more fertile soil for our hearts and our minds. For when we go into the coming days, God, we'll need to have all the wisdom that we need when we go forth with a loud cry. And if we are indeed worthy to receive the latter rain, please, God, Dad, your last day prophet has said that these last days will go by rapidly, like how this hour has gone. So please, let that time be now, if it is within your will, for things to go quickly, so that way we can get off this planet quickly. In the name of Christ Jesus, God, do we petition these things, so that way we may hasten our older brother, the coming of our Savior, and the herald of our King, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Mm-hmm.